USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Christine Ford on Thursday criticized the FBI over the scope of its investigation into her sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. They even so much as called the review a stain on the Bureau. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley responds to that claim.
Let the FBI do what the FBI is hired to do and keep political interference out of it. And my making a call to the FBI that you ought to do something is political interference. I made no call to the FBI since this whole process started a week ago, and I'm not going to. I never had any conversation with anybody in the White House because I got confidence in the FBI.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 200 points to close the day at 26,627. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Young people and their parents are surveyed on social media pros and cons. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
Teens and young adults say cyberbullying is a serious problem for people their age, but most surveyed in this Youth Political Pulse poll say they don't believe they'll be the ones targeted for digital abuse. The poll was done by the Associated Press and MTV and found roughly three-quarters of 15 to 26-year-olds say online bullying and abuse is a serious problem for their peers. Also, about half of both young people and their parents surveyed view social media over all as having a mostly negative effect on the younger generation.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Thursday showed that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 49% disapprove. Meanwhile, 37% strongly approve and 40% strongly disapprove. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence fired off a strong warning to China, saying that the United States will not be intimidated and will not stand down.
China is meddling in America's democracy. As President Trump said just last week, we have, in his words, found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming midterm elections. Our intelligence community says that China is targeting U.S. state and local governments and officials to exploit any divisions between federal and local levels on policy. It's using wedge issues like trade tariffs to advance Beijing's political influence.
The Justice Department unveiled charges Thursday against seven Russian military intelligence officers for their role in a sweeping cyber attack aimed at the United States. Deputy Assistant Director for the FBI, Eric Welling, with more on the victims.
The victims of this illegal activity are anti-doping organizations in the United States and abroad, Swiss and Dutch entities which investigate the use of chemical weapons, and as I mentioned, an important company in my own district, Westinghouse. Federal law makes it illegal to use hacking techniques such as spear phishing to gain access to protected computers and networks.
President Trump arrived in Minnesota within the last hour. The president is there for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.